Jack McCullough entered the courtroom Friday morning with a small wave to his supporters, among them his stepdaughter Janie O'Connor.
Given what's happened in the last 5 years, I came with a complete expectation he would not be getting out. This experience has been eye-opening. It seems that common sense long ago was left by the wayside.
She's maintained his innocence since 2012, when McCullough was put behind bars for the death of 7-year-old Maria Ridolph in Sycamore, Illinois, about 60 miles west of Chicago. What made this case unique is that the death occurred a long time ago, in 1957. The 2012 bench trial involved testimony from Maria's childhood friend, one of the last people to see Maria before she went missing. Also, testimony from an inmate who says he overheard McCullough admit to the crime to a fellow prisoner. What wasn't included in that 2012 trial were phone records showing a call McCullough made in Rockford at the time of the Sycamore girl's disappearance, among other items of evidence. Judge William Brady said individually these factors may not have changed the outcome of the original trial, but collectively they could. Judge Brady told the courtroom that state's attorneys are the hub of justice and have the responsibility to revisit cases when they think the person is innocent. Brady told the court his role in all of this is not to retry the case.
You will not hear the words, Mr. McCullough is guilty, or you will not hear the words, Mr. McCullough is not guilty, come from my mouth.
But he did grant the request for McCullough to be released, with a new trial on the way. He must stay within state borders. The developments stem from a recently released 6-month investigation by DeKalb County State's Attorney Richard Schmock, who was not in office during McCullough's conviction. Schmock said he had expected to find some reliable evidence that the right man had been convicted, but wrote no such evidence could be discovered. McCullough's stepdaughter Janie O'Connor characterized Schmock's actions as brave.
This case is about the epidemic that is facing our country, an epidemic of immoral and behavior and criminal behavior actions perpetrated by the very people we put in position and of power and authority. Laws are not just for the poor, they are for everyone.
But for a family and community who believe the right person was behind bars, today's ruling opened up an old wound and more questions about the legal system. Maria Ridolph's sister, Patricia Quinn.
What is there to say? This guy's guilty. We know he's guilty. And to let him out on his own recognizance? Does that make sense? Own recognizance? Does that make sense for a convicted murderer?
The case has been continued until April 22nd. The state's attorney says he's currently reviewing the impact of the judge's ruling. Maria Ridolph's brother Charles is petitioning the court to appoint a special prosecutor to the case. I'm Jenna Dooley.